It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to Wrinkled Sheets 2 weeks in a row. Yeah.
What? Weird. On
Fleek.
Fleek.
Is that? It's not even used anymore, is it? Are we done with that?
No, I think we're done.
Okay.
I think that makes us sound old.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're on Target.
We are on Target. We are it's a trend in our household to now podcast each week.
Wow. And see, what we're doing right now is because I have to go to Las Vegas to work tomorrow. I'll be at the MGM Grand. I'll be playing Brad Garrett's Comedy Club for a week. So we're recording this podcast today on Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
And then Janet will post it in the middle of next week.
Yeah, whenever Steve tells me to.
Brilliant! Brilliant, I say! So, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we made it through Thanksgiving, and I think it went well. I had an unplanned week off work because mm-hmm. I left one job, and they said, don't even worry about work in your second week of your two-week notice.
Is that odd? You're in
yes.
HR. Is that odd?
Yes.
And why do you think that was...
Because the week of Thanksgiving is kind of chill.
Uh-huh.
My boss wasn't going to be in the office, so he just kind of said, meh, go on. And then when I went back to my very last day to turn all my computer and everything in, mm-hmm. Found out one of my coworkers also gave notice, and they did the same thing to him. He's like, oh, here's my 2 weeks notice. They're like, oh, why don't we just make Friday your last day?
Oh. Which coworker? Do I know this one, or...?
You've met him, but probably not.
In the same doing what you did or just in the building?
He was in recruiting.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I think it's up to the employer. The thing is that they should honor your 2 weeks notice and pay you through the 2 weeks.
You're paid, though, aren't you? Maybe. Oh, you just got time off. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well,
big deal. Starting a brand new job tomorrow. And by the time this is airing.
You'll be working again.
Yeah. And a new adventure. Kind of scary. I haven't started a new gig in 4.5 years.
And this place that you're going to go work, they make...
They're the number one supplier of explosives to the mining industry across the world. They're based out of Australia.
But they have an office here.
Yes.
It's weird. They're based out of Australia, but they have an office here.
The mothership is in Australia, but they have offices on other continents.
But their hiring office is here? I'm kind of confused now.
Oh, so I'm going to be assisting with hiring in Canada, the United States, and Mexico. So all North America.
Okay. And somebody else does other areas.
Yes.
All right.
So it's a step up for me because I've only been hiring in the United States. And this is like broadening.
This is a long
North
way
America.
Up for you from hiring mechanics.
Mechanics in Denver area.
Yeah, right? That's what you...
That's how I started in... Well, it's how I kind of started in recruiting. Corporate recruiting was... I was hiring for a local heavy-duty truck dealership here, hiring mechanics, parts people. During my 6 years there, we hired 750 people, which I thought was pretty impressive,
yeah,
right?
That seems like a lot of people.
Yeah, until you go to where I just left, and we hired, I think, 4,000 people a year.
Wow.
But then the place that I'm going to now, they don't have the turnover that my last company uh-huh. saw. So it'll be
unless
about.
Unless something goes boom.
Yeah. Come on, dude. Why would you throw it out there? Their number of hires is, more than my first job, but on around the same type of hiring that I did on my own at my last job. I didn't hire 5,000 people a year. We had a team that hired fire.
How many did you personally?
Probably, I think about almost 200 people a year, which is significant.
Yeah.
When you're a lone wolf, you know, going after.
Lone wolf.
I don't know.
When you're a lone wolf.
He's making fun of me, people. I try. I'm trying.
Just pull your hoodie hat up with the ears and be that lone wolf.
I'm excited. It's a new adventure.
Well, congratulations on your new adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And what else was exciting for your Thanksgiving holiday?
Oh, my gosh. Like, okay, so
you
unexpected
cook.
Week off. That was exciting. I cook a lot,
babe.
It
was for me.
You bought me a backpack. It's a Betsy Johnson hot pink fuzzy backpack, and it also has ears that come out.
It's very
I love it.
It's very hot pink.
It is.
And the fuzz is very fuzzy. And the odd thing about it, it matches your hot pink fuzzy
house shoes.
Giant house shoes, feet, monster feet things.
Oh, I have them on right now.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you do.
These are the warmest house shoes now, I have ever had in my
entire life.
I told
you the other day you should just put those on with your backpack and go out to the store.
And people would be like, that woman needs to be put into a mental institution. And what if I ran into my new boss?
What if you did?
Hi.
Now, what you say things like that all the time, and it's a perfect time to bring this up. I can't do that. I'm in corporate recruiting. I can't do that because I'm in – do you really feel that your life, your personal life really goes –
Yes. Yes, I do.
Really?
Yeah. It's just like, you know, there's a dress code at my last company for a reason. Mm-hmm. Not that anyone in the corporate office sees customers, gets out there. But, you know, they've kind of loosened up on the dress code. And I was talking to one of my coworkers who's younger and was a little bit lower than me.
Why can't I have face tattoos? Why can't I have face
tattoos?
And
we were talking about, you know, she had wanted to get a nose piercing. I was like, well, that's great. You know, they'd probably be a little bit flexible to that now. I was like, but think about this. You are going to be seen. You may not be speaking with or working with one-on-one. The president of the company works here. Tons of VPs work here. They're a generation above her. They don't understand that mentality. You do, Steve, because you work in an entertainment industry
where I see that stuff.
There's
all the time.
No like rules,
no real boundaries.
But in corporate America, people
make me
don't
cut my
wanna,
hair.
Yeah, people or pull it back. You know, people don't. The older generation doesn't understand the younger generation wanting to have nose piercing, wanting to have pink hair. So, you know, I was thinking, oh, what if my new company doesn't have those strict rules where your hair has to be a natural color? Maybe I could go pink. And then I thought about it again. No, Janet, you wouldn't do that because you want to be taken seriously. You know, say the president of this new company flies into the United States, comes to our office, and, oh, God, who is that?
Sees Janet with pink hair.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just –
well, do you think the younger generation, it's not the wanting of pink hair, but the not understanding that you can't do pink hair in a corporate world? Do you see that? Do you think they're not being raised and trained and groomed to be in a corporate world?
I don't think so, especially when you're coming right out of that college environment where there really is no rules. And
just
I don't think
spaces.
That they're telling – I don't think kids are being taught what they were being taught when we were in school. You know, dress for the job that you want.
To dress for
That's
success.
That's so cliche, like, but so true. You know, I didn't have to wear a suit to my interviews. Every office – almost every office that I know of is business casual. But you don't want to come across as being too relaxed. It's a first impression. You want them to take you seriously.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, sometimes I wonder, is my hair too blonde to be taken seriously? You know, I think about stuff like that.
Hmm. Now, at your college, compare it to colleges today with the whole safe space, free of speech.
I went to a very conservative Christian school.
Well, yeah.
There was, like, they posted the gingham. Remember when gingham was... There were lots of gingham videos popping up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there were some college students at my college I went to, but they're currently attending there, that posted a gingham video on campus. And it was really funny. It was pretty cool. It had lots of views. And then all of a sudden it was taken down because the administration found out about it. And they didn't think that that was appropriate.
That was how many years ago?
Two.
Yeah, you weren't there. That's trying to make people go, what? Did she just recently out of school? How young is she?
No, everyone that's attended a college institution, I feel like you kind of have that. Like, that's my college. Boom.
Yeah? Do you still feel that? That's my college?
Sometimes. Like when Tim Tebow just spoke, I was like, yeah.
Do you root for your football team? And
we didn't have football.
Do you root baseball. Do you root for your preaching team?
No. But, you know, I don't think that when I went to college – we didn't have that liberal mentality. I think that's a very liberal mentality that I haven't been around a lot.
Very pervasive in today's schools, though. It can't be good. It really can't be good.
Yeah. It makes you wonder what the future looks like. The college students that are in college, when they become the VPs, the presidents of the companies, what's going to happen?
Are they going to change and mature?
I'm sure there will be some maturing.
There has to be some. But if you're already this brainwashed at a younger age.
Well, think about when your parents were, you know, our age in the workforce and their presidents and their VPs.
Well, I look at old pictures of like my dad and
he had a suit on every day. Every day.
And when I was a kid, I remember looking at pictures of my grandfather who wore a hat every day. Mm-hmm. There was not, I mean, every man in the country wore a hat. You didn't go out of the, you know, you look at business, old Dean Martin movies, they're wearing fedoras and things like that. The next generation came along and go, nah, I don't need hats. I don't need hats. Kind of messes up my hair.
And then it comes along, oh, we don't need, you know, the coats as part of the suit. We can get along with just the tie.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't need pants. We can wear jeans.
Yeah. Yeah. It's casual Friday all week long now. Yeah. I work for a guy that doesn't even care if you show up. You can work from the house. Right. It's just gradually falling apart, you know.
But I feel like if you're doing your job, there is that, I started to watch a show that I passed out last night. We were watching Elementary last night.
Yeah.
And the boss guy was like, I let him go weeks talking about his employee that had been murdered.
Yeah, I gave him a very long leash.
Yeah, it would be weeks before they would talk, but every time he came back with what the guy said was gold.
Yeah.
And I feel like employers should be able to do that. But I feel like a lot of the millennial workforce, they have to be managed closely because if you give them a leash, they're going to be watching YouTube. That is one of the greatest pet peeves of my former boss. Like if he walked around cubicle land and anyone was just sitting there watching YouTube, which you could be multitasking, listening to music, he fired someone over
really?
It. Yeah.
Watching YouTube?
He's like, she was sitting there watching TV. I was like, are you sure she was watching TV? She wasn't the greatest performer.
Okay.
I was like, are you sure she was watching TV? She could have been listening to music. And he's like, it's unacceptable. And it is against our company policy technically, but my computer has Spotify on it. You know, I was walking by another cubicle of one of our top performers and I was like, hey, is that Eric Church? I love him. You know,
a video?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think a lot of the younger generation has been raised with the, you know, the phones and now the watching the videos and checking Facebook. And as an HR person, I'm sure you've seen these numbers. What is the time waste of internet? And
I'm going to Google because I don't want to misspeak, but
I know you've seen that kind of stuff, like production lost and the amount of money lost because, the employee dedication to the job is slacking due to social media.
Oh, yeah. It's a And no one can sit there and say they've never.
But they don't check it at all.
Right. Let's see. So July 2015 from Forbes. So that's
pretty reliable.
Yeah.
I'll edit this part since you're.
So, employers, be prepared for alarm as you review the newest statistical breakdown. And this is July 2015. Okay. 31% of employees waste roughly 30 minutes daily. 31% waste roughly an hour daily. 16% waste roughly 2 hours daily. 6% waste roughly 3 hours daily.
Whoa.
2% waste roughly 4 hours daily. An additional 2% waste 5 or more hours daily.
And how does that break down? That's a lot of percentage. I guess they don't say, but.
What do you mean?
Well, that's two of this and five of that and four of this. But what is the actual number? It doesn't say like these hours and this much money is lost daily due to.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, but that's.
That's still a lot of time suck.
Well, according to the survey, time wasters are doing the following. Talking on the cell phone and texting 50% of the time. Gossiping 42% of the time. On the internet 39%. On social media 38%. Taking snack or smoke breaks 27%. Distracted by noisy coworkers 24%. Let's see. So it's a very broad study.
Still a lot.
Yeah.
It would kill bosses and companies from 30, 40 years ago. That kind of work ethic would make just people just fire them right this second. Because if you weren't dedicated to your job, just
like, why are we paying?
Why are you here? Why?
Because
it seems odd that that's become acceptable. See,
it's not.
But they're saying this is what's going on instead of saying we are firing people that do this.
So In the study, employers also shared some of the real-life examples of what they've seen employees doing when they should have been focused at work. There was a married employee who was looking at a dating website and then denied it while it was still up on his computer screen. There was an employee who was caring for her pet bird that she had smuggled into work instead of doing her job. An employee was shaving her legs in the woman's restroom.
Well, that should be okay, shouldn't it?
No.
Grooming on your own time?
An employee was laying under boxes to scare people. Employees were having a wrestling match. A sleeping employee claimed he was praying. An employee was changing clothes in a cubicle.
And these were people that got fired?
I'm assuming.
Okay.
An employee was printing off a book from the internet. An employee was warming her bare feet under the bathroom hand dryer.
What? Now, does your company or have any company like really frown upon, like that just said, printing out a book? How, like,
yeah, you
like
should not,
800 pages?
You should not be using company property for personal use. You shouldn't be on the internet checking your personal email. You shouldn't mm-hmm. be on the internet checking your Facebook. Most companies have gotten wise, and a lot of those websites are blocked.
What?
Like Facebook's blocked.
What?
Ticketmaster's blocked. Like what? You can't buy concert tickets.
That's
through
dry.
Your computer.
Gotta be horrible for you.
No. I don't know what you're talking about. Come on, I'm starting a new job.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Sorry. No, she doesn't do that at all. She's never done that. She's never sat there with her finger on her button waiting for the 10 o'clock.
So stressful. One of my closest friends, Beverly, she is like the queen ticket buyer. Like she knows like the ins and outs and how to get the best tickets. Her company just blocked like all of those websites.
What is she going
to
do?
I don't know. But she said the last time tickets went on sale, she was like trying to like talk her daughter through how to get this done. But she got like, we have Pitt Miranda Lambert tickets when we go to Nebraska in January because she's the one that was able to get on and do that. Because I was at work.
Well, here's your perfect time right now to plug the new Miranda album.
I did in the last podcast.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Okay. I forgot about that.
But yeah, Miranda plug has it again, new then. Album, 24 tracks, which is like two CDs.
Oh, that's right. We did because I talked about my new Shake Russell song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Good album.
Wow. So yeah, just trying to open it up and let you keep your favorite. Keep it out there. Keep it out there. Yeah.
Yeah. She was on Thanksgiving Day. She performed on the CBS parade. Show.
She did?
Yeah.
Did she lip sync or sing?
She sang.
Honestly.
No. So the CBS one was different. Like they would, before the parade, they would go into a studio where uh-huh. the singers were actually performing in like a studio.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't like where they showed Brett Eldridge on this float lip sync.
But like, we all know he can sing. So like, but there's those artists where you're like, that's probably helping them.
Yeah. But why would they do that?
Because it's, you know, it's an awkward environment. What if something goes wrong with the mic and you can't hear him at all? Or, you know, the Macy's.
I would rather have an awkward moment with a mic and then have it go, oh my God, he's lip syncing horribly.
Horribly. Yeah. I don't know. I was excited about Brett Eldridge. He has a Christmas album called Glow Out. It's really good.
Did you see where Miss Piggy saved Tony Bennett's life?
No.
You didn't?
No.
At the very end of their song, I didn't see it because it was watching the float. We didn't yeah. notice it. But apparently, when they finished singing and the float started to move, Tony Bennett started to fall and Miss Piggy turned and caught Tony Bennett.
Miss Piggy the puppet?
Yeah, it was all over the internet. Miss Piggy saved Tony Bennett.
Oh, my gosh. He was looking a little rough.
Was he? Well, he's got like 90 years old and still going, I left my heart.
He did not sound like that.
I left my heart. No, he didn't sound horrible.
He didn't. He just looked like he was
he
like.
He looked rough.
He did. I don't want to get old. I just don't. I see those 90-year-olds and I'm just like.
You mean like Castro? 90 and. Checking out.
Checking out.
Checking out. Do you have any thing on that?
I think he was a very evil man, and I'm glad he's gone. He lived a very long life.
Very long life.
A very long evil life.
I'm still confused by the people who are cheering him on.
I feel like there's always going to be people that are trying to be like the devil's advocate, yeah. but in a greater, like even bigger form. I forgot. Remember that little boy that there was a big fight with Cuba custody-wise. Like, I think his parents were here. His mom was here. His dad was there
Elon or something like that, where they went in and broke in the house with the guns and grabbed him and sent him back.
I was listening to ABC News, and I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot all about that. And even Castro most recently, because he had, like, I don't know if they were, like, newsletters or something that he published. He most recently spoke about the election in the U.S. How ridiculous it was. You know, Trump was, like, promising to, like, do away with Obama's deal with Cuba.
Right, but he's putting it all back in
place. Now with Fidel's death, Trump is not stepping forward and saying the same thing. I'm a little concerned. I feel like Trump may have made a lot of promises that he's not going to keep.
Really?
Yeah.
About Cuba or just in general?
In general. It's just like every time I turn around, it's like, oh, well, Trump said this during this. But I'm going to build a wall.
Well, I'm going to build a fence.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm going to put a gate up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to put a cattle guard.
Yeah.
I think because I'm going to.
I swear he's got 4 years to prove himself, and I don't think he'll get another 4 years if he doesn't prove himself.
Well, I was listening to Sky News this morning.
Shocking.
I know. And it was their meet the press kind of deal where they all sit around. And they were saying that they have kind of come over to the Trump side.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't at first, but they said now that they've watched the stock market come up and the dollar go up. Mm-hmm. And the pound go up, that they think the world is actually looking at Trump in a way of saying, all right, we think he's going to do good business because he is a businessman.
He is a businessman.
And they think the world is viewing it as he's going to run this country like a business. So they're feeling it could be a little stronger. So that's a good thing.
It is. It is. Yeah, it is. But
I think there's so many people now still just – Hating.
Are they still protesting?
Oh,
such?
Yeah, still protesting. I see things on Twitter about, like, people that some people were posting the addresses of all of his hotels with the words "Go get 'em, terrorists." Like, how wrong is that?
I feel like that should be illegal.
I think so too.
He's the president elect. Right?
Yeah, and not only that, you're calling for, it's not just him, you're calling for people that are already in his properties or staying there or live, and that's not him.
That's not.
That's just stupid.
Anyway, let's not talk about politics.
No, let's don't.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Really?
No, I don't know, I've just been hearing
that a lot.
Isn't
that a winter song?
Yeah, it could be.
Let it snow.
I think the first Noel might be one of my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Just because it's so beautiful. The first Noel, the angels did say.
Well, good.
What's yours?
Mary, Did You Know?
Why that one?
Because it's from a perspective of the Christmas story that I remember the first time I heard it, I was probably like 16. And I was like, oh, that is a perspective that I hadn't even thought about. Mary,
did you know that you've done this?
Your son was going to be amazing.
Did you know this?
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I know we were putting up the tree and decorating the house yesterday.
The last 2 days.
Yeah. Yesterday was the outdoor lights. The day before was the indoor tree and the But I said, all right, let's put on some Christmas music. And you said, all right, let's put on country Christmas music. And I said, okay, let's put on Christmas music. What is your take? What is the deal about country Christmas compared to just Christmas music? What is the?
I think growing up, we always listened to like Reba McEntire's Christmas CD and like it was always country Christmas. Like it always put me in the mood. We'd go to Silver Dollar City and like Silver Dollar City would like be like dressed to the nines and Christmas and you'd hear like the country Christmas and that is what kicked off Christmas. Well, I don't have Silver Dollar City here. So sorry, country Christmas music it is.
Oh, see, I'm probably the same way, but only because I grew up with just traditional country music. I mean, not country music, Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
Like just hearing Doris Day or Nat King Cole or Burl Dean
Ives.
Martin or Burl Ives, you know, silver and gold.
That's another thing that would kick. Like we had Rudolph, we had Frosty. We had those two movies on VHS that my dad had recorded off of the TV one year, and we would like, we wouldn't wait for it to air on CBS. We would like throw in after Thanksgiving, throw in Rudolph and throw in Frosty, and then Frosty Takes a Wife. And yeah, that was like kicking off Christmas.
Frosty Takes a Wife?
That was like, did you ever see that?
No, one? Was that like a Bride of Frankenstein kind of? Like, I need a wife. Make me a wife.
He found a girlfriend. He was lonely and they made him a girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Was she anatomically correct?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
So there's different parts of that would get me in the Christmas spirit, but a big part of that was going to Silver Dollar City. Like when you went to Silver Dollar City for Christmas, it was like...
But going to the mall does not put you in the Christmas spirit.
That pisses me off. People are rude.
Because that me going to
there's
the mall...
There's so many people.
And it's decorated and the music's playing and kind of the, you see the... The gifts and the shopping.
No, it doesn't
the
piss
bags.
Me off. It's the hustle and bustle. That's hustle and bustle. And there was Silver Dollar City gets really packed Christmas. Like it's like you only have a few weeks to get the experience in.
Uh-huh.
So like every Saturday and Sunday you can't move. But I don't know, it's different.
And how?
Well, there's live music shows at Silver Dollar City. Like they have like I want to say 5 to 10 different live shows going on sporadically, and you could pop in and watch them. And
Christmas shows?
Yes. And then they have like all the Christmas decorations, and it's just the smell of kettle corn being made.
Nothing like seeing Santa in a floppy felt hat.
No, Santa looked like Santa.
Oh, okay.
Don't.
They didn't do a Silver Dollar City version of Santa,
no.
like a hillbilly Santa with like
no.
a like a red gunny sack and patches on it. No. Hey, everybody, it's Christmas time. Woo-wee! And
no.
he's smoking a little corn cob pipe. Woo-wee! Everybody, let me check my wagon and see what I got for all the kids. Woo!
No.
Okay.
Stop making fun. So I like country Christmas music. I do.
Okay.
Don't make fun of me anymore.
I'm not.
Dang.
What about Black Friday? Have you ever done one of those? Speaking of Christmas shopping, have you ever stood in line, waited?
The closest I did is we drove 2 hours from Branson to Lake of the Ozarks to this like amazing outlet mall for Friday. So we left at like 4 a.m. to get there at like 6 a.m. and walk the shops. I was in college, so I had no money. I went with, like, some friends, and I was like, I am tired. Why am I here?
That's not the Christmas spirit.
No.
That is not.
That is why Black Friday is not something I do. My brother is all about it. Like, I called him on Thanksgiving to wish him a happy Thanksgiving, and it was 10:30 his time. He was asleep.
10:30 in the morning?
Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, sleeping. We did our Thanksgiving a couple weeks ago because his sister-in-law had to work, and they're in North Dakota, so they don't have a lot of family up there. I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, what are you guys doing today? He's like, oh, we're going to go to Black Friday. I'm like, oh, that's why you're sleeping. Got it. Leave
for the
alone
energy,
now.
Getting ready.
Yes.
And you watch those videos on YouTube, and it's just ridiculous that mm-hmm. people run over each other, just like, seriously trample each other to get in to save – $6 on a package of
we saved $10
towels.
Yesterday at Walgreens.
I know. Wasn't even Black Friday.
No, they had a nice coupon.
It said, everything in store, 25% off. You might as well continue to shop.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, and I feel like Cyber Mondays, I'm all about the online stuff. I've bought a lot of online stuff.
Do you
over
think
the
online stuff will finally replace Black
Cyber
Friday?
Monday, yeah.
Because too many people are getting hurt for...
I don't know if it's because of that. I just
fake
feel
eyelashes.
Like people are like me. They're lazy. It's so much easier to be like, oh, Ulta. And then 2 seconds later, go to Sephora.com. Instead of having to go Ulta, then drive 25 minutes to Sephora and dealing with people.
And a chance to get punched out. Yeah. I was watching some of those like videos. People punching each other.
I feel like there needs to be more medication out in the world if that's happening.
I don't know. I don't know. I think maybe America is a little too medicated.
You know, one of my friends, she's from Malta.
Mm-hmm.
And she and I were talking shortly after the election. She's like, sometimes I wonder if America has too much freedom. I'm like, oh, that's a thought. Like, we can do whatever we want as long as it doesn't break any laws.
Yeah.
maybe we have too much freedom.
No, here's the deal. Here's her point, and I can agree with her. I think people have forgotten with freedom comes responsibility.
Yeah.
And I think they totally have done away with
common sense, respecting other people.
Yeah, and punishment for stuff. I mean, serious punishment. In the old days, if you punched somebody, you either got the crap beat out of you, and that was allowed because you threw the first punch. The lawyers weren't involved. Or
right.
If you're going to be that way, if you're in a store and you punch somebody in a store, you need to go to jail.
And you should be banned from that store.
And
for
you
life.
Should be banned. I mean, consequent. There needs to be more and more heavier. Instead of people doing the, well, I have the right. Well, you have the right to mm-hmm. go to jail, too. And that I really am bugged sometimes with that people don't have to spend their complete jail terms.
Right. You know, because there's no room.
Yeah. Well, you know, you were sentenced to 6 years, but we're going to let you go for two.
Be good.
Yeah. And then boom, you're back in there again.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to get back to a little, to me, that was part of the Trump thing was the.
Did he promise?
Yeah. The law and order of getting back to, make America safe again, too.
Right. Speaking of politics and you mixing it with Christmas, mm-hmm. there was a Santa that is in trouble in Florida.
What?
In Central Florida, Santa Claus, or the man, you know.
Known as Santa Claus.
Yeah, in Florida, was removed from sight after allegedly telling a child sitting on his lap that Hillary Clinton was on the naughty list. The incident took place November 15th at Seminole Town Center in Sanford, Florida. The unidentified woman's 4-year-old boy posed first with Santa Claus and then her 10-year-old daughter sat on his lap, according to a screenshot of one of the woman's Facebook posts. She tells Santa that she wants, and then he tells her she's on the nice list. And then he says that there's only one name on the naughty list. Can you guess who it is? And the daughter says, who? And he says, Hillary Clinton, and then started laughing. And then he got fired.
Well, you should be allowed to make jokes like that, shouldn't you?
Maybe.
He was just bad Santa.
Ugh. We already talked about this movie in the last podcast.
I know.
I just get nauseous every time I think about it.
I saw several people post about it on Facebook saying how much they loved it.
Oh, good.
They laughed really hard out loud, but the reviews have not been good.
That's because it sucks. Domino's in Japan is trying something a little festive and different.
What are they doing?
Yeah.
Pizza in the shape of Christmas trees?
No. So the Japanese arm of the pizza chain Domino's announced that it's testing an unusual solution to winter weather difficulties. They are trying to deliver pizza by reindeer. It's currently testing out the possibility of using riderless reindeer to deliver pizzas in the snowy north of the country amid expectations of a particularly harsh winter.
Wait, riderless reindeer. How do they know where to go?
Well, the company released pictures showing how the pizza warmers mounted to the reindeer's backs would work, as well as photos of reindeer training to be pizza delivery deer on the grounds of a driving school in the icy country. And a video posted to YouTube by Domino's Japan shows how the reindeer deliveries would work and how the company would use GPS trackers to follow the progress of the deliveries. The video reveals the plan still has some kinks, such as ensuring the pizza warmers remain affixed to the reindeer and preventing the animals from wandering dangerously into roads. The company said it's still working on some other issues with the scheme, including ensuring the safety of any people or animals who encounter the reindeer and determining how the reindeer would be trained to walk long distances without accompaniment. So it seems like they have a lot of work to do.
That didn't seem like it's going to happen.
But it's a cute idea.
I think that might just be a publicity newsletter.
But it's cute.
Yeah, because I can't see that ever happening. You put a pizza on the back of a reindeer and go, take that over to Debbie's house. Okay. What? They don't know where Debbie's house is. They have no way of even – it's like you're going to hang a screen in front of their eyes. Ooh, I should follow that. That's just stupid.
But I thought it was cute.
Ah, that's stupid.
Man.
Now, it was one thing if it was going to be reindeer in a sleigh delivering the pizza. I might have gone with that for a split second. Oh, that's kind of a holiday cheer, you know?
Sometimes I feel like you think too much. Like, just say, Huh, that's a cute idea.
Huh, that's a cute idea. It'll never work, but it's a cute, it is a cute idea.
Just keep the second part to yourself. In El Paso, Texas, they had some problems the day after Thanksgiving.
What'd they have?
The plumbers got super busy because there was a surge of clogged drains.
Too much pooping going on after all those dinners, huh?
No, actually, the plumbers were experiencing one of their busiest days of the year when the remnants of your delicious Thanksgiving dinner go down the drain. Your hard-earned money might end up there, too. Your mind is somewhere else on the family, so you dump food down the drain. Unintentionally sometimes, but then it clogs the drain. Have you ever heard of this?
Clogging the drain?
Yeah. And with food?
Yeah.
Potato peels, yeah. Onion peels, all those types of foods
rice
that have
will
peelings
do
are going to clog it up immediately. So that's why we go down, go back the next day to clear kitchen sinks. That's from the plumber.
Yeah, guy. I've heard that for a lot of times. Like potatoes will do it. When people pour hot wax from candles down a drain, that will do it.
I did that. I did that so bad.
I still don't know what made you think pouring.
That's a good idea. I don't even know. I had a Bath and Body Works candle that was done burning, but it had a little bit of wax in it. So I poured hot water in the container. I wanted to reuse the container, and then I just poured it down the drain.
And then it hardened.
And I tried everything to try and get it to like unclog. So the plumbers were out the next day. Dumb girl.
Huh.
Dumb girl.
Wax does not go down the drain.
Ever. I've learned.
The other thing wax does not go on is a VCR.
Oh, my gosh.
Wax does not go on a VCR or on the screen of the television.
So when we were putting up Christmas decorations the day before yesterday, we have a lot of Scentsy's. We have like four in the house.
Do we? Is that our mini?
We have two big ones and two plugins.
Okay.
And I was moving one of the big ones and forgot that it was plugged in and warm. And when I did, it like threw wax on me, on the VCR, on the wall, on the carpet, on the TV. Notice the boy points out the VCR and TV, nothing else. My hand was okay. No worries, since he doesn't get that hot. But Google saved my life. Like, how do you get wax out of carpet? I followed the instructions. The wax was out of the carpet. How do you get the color of wax out of the carpet after you get the wax out of the carpet? Okay, follow those instructions. Then
what did that do? What is the instruction for that? How do you get the color?
Rubbing alcohol.
Oh.
Yeah. And then for the wall, I used a hair dryer.
Uh-huh.
For the VCR, a hair dryer with a credit card to scrape it off.
Did they have instructions on how to get it off of VCR?
How to get it off electronics. Yes.
So you could almost find anything.
How did you live life before Google, man?
How was it possible?
I don't even understand. Like, and you can't even tell there was wax.
No.
And it was red wax. I forgot to mention that. It was crisp apple pie scent. It was red. The worst color of wax to be throwing against a white drywall.
Now, I forget exactly what you said. I had been out. I ran some errands and came
no,
back.
No, you were, what were you doing? You were upstairs putting lights in the windows.
Oh, that was?
And I was like, get this cleaned up, Janet, before Steve sees it. He's going to think you're an idiot. So I didn't get it cleaned up fast enough.
Oh.
But you came down.
I remember just you going,
I made a
don't
mess.
Worry, I'm cleaning it up. Don't worry, I'm cleaning it up.
Yeah. I got it. Google's got it. We're good. And then after it was over, I was like, hey, look at the VCR. It's like new.
What do you think people would have done in the past?
They probably
call
their mother.
Somebody?
Call their mother, call their best friend.
Just called around.
Yeah. Well, that one time we had a Scentsy plugged in the wall and one of the kids ran into it. I did not do any research and I ended up scraping the drywall off the wall right above the light fixture.
Oh, I forgot about it. You could have Googled and gotten that right off the wall without having to scrape the paint.
Yeah.
Down to the sheetrock.
Yeah. There's just a little bitty portion where, but we keep a Scentsy plugged in there so you can't see it.
Can't really tell, but yeah. Why didn't you Google for that? What made you think for this time? I should Google.
Because there were a lot of people around and I was just like, clean it up, Janet. Clean it up. Hot water and a scrub brush. Dumb. If I would have grabbed a hairdryer, it would have been so much
Now, how did it come off the wall with the hairdryer? Did you just heat it up and paper
towel?
Yeah,
and it would like run and then you wipe it with a warm washcloth.
Oh. look at you, because you should be giving these tips to the listeners. You
know? Yeah, like, and with the, on the carpet, the wax on the carpet, I got a white towel with warm water, put it on there, and got an iron, a hot iron, and just ironed it out, and it pulled the wax right up.
Now, will that ruin that wash rag?
No, I immediately washed it with the rest of the whites, and no worries.
So now the wax came off and clogged the pipes?
No, it wasn't enough to clog the pipes. Thanks, Janet, for cleaning up your mess.
Thanks, Janet, for cleaning up your mess. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of using things around the house, do you have the article that I sent you about teabagging?
I'm sure I do. Yes. Now, when you say teabagging, it sounds gross.
I know. And that's why I thought when I first saw the words teabagging, I thought, what is this about?
So it's 25 used teabag hacks that benefit your wallet and the environment. Save some cash and a trip to the store by repurposing your tea bags with these simple hacks.
Tea bags.
Soothe your dog's salt-cracked paws. During snowy months, the salt sprinkled on the roads and sidewalks can irritate your furry friend's paws. Pressing a damp black tea bag on them can help soothe irritation if done for about a minute or two, a couple times a day.
Aww.
Soak your feet. Nothing feels quite as good as a little pampering after a long day of work. This do-it-yourself teabag foot soak will transform your feet into a soft, clean, and hydrated vehicle that your new shoes deserve. Make your own facial toner. The astringency in teabags is similar to that of witch hazel, which makes for a perfect facial toner. Your face will reap the benefits within seconds.
Have you heard of any of these so far? I mean,
no.
Do you ever? No? These are all new?
You can make a healthy cocktail. It doesn't get much better than a guilt-free cocktail hour. Mixing a 50-50 ratio of tea and alcohol. Result is sure to make you happy about your calorie count.
So it's like a alcoholic Arnold Palmer?
I guess. Huh?
What would you mix? What alcohol goes with tea?
Vodka.
Huh.
Rust-proof a cast iron skillet. The idea of cooking gets less appetizing when your skillet is full of rust. Using tea bags can actually create a protective layer against the oxidization.
What?
Yeah. If you forget your chapstick, a used tea bag has your back.
Just rub your bag on your lips.
Yeah. Degrease your dirty dishes. It turns out soaking your dishes in warm water with a few used tea bags will help break up grease without using chemicals. Now, tell me. If you came home and I had just like a bucket of used tea bags, would that bother you?
No.
Like, I would be throwing these tea bags in this bucket in case I need to soothe my irritated skin, my chapped
lips. No, because that's no different than people that save coffee grounds for.
But we don't do that. Remember when I used to try and collect used cans?
Yeah, but that's just homeless. That's what.
I took a carload to the can place and got $30 once.
You were collecting cans. How does that sound now?
Well, I drank a lot of Diet Coke. They weren't, it's not like I was going around the neighborhood collecting cans. This was cans that I had used.
And how, what does that tell you?
I know, I drank too much Diet Coke. Now it's water cans. You know, you can flavor your meat with some used tea bags. Used tea bags or even leftover tea to marinate
your meat. Tell me how to flavor my meat.
The sweetness and flavor of the drink will add a savory taste to your main course.
Oh, sounds good. Kind of like Coke. Good. Or
Coca-Cola.
Dr. Pepper. Yeah.
Yes. Or Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Sick of inhaling chemicals from store-bought glass cleaning solutions? Finish up your cup of tea and then use that tea bag to create your own cleaning solution. Do you want me to keep going?
Please.
Add flavor to pasta and rice. Repurpose tea bags to infuse your grains with jasmine, chamomile, chai, cinnamon, or green tea. The unexpected flavor will transform your cooking from okay to gourmet.
Now, that actually sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Would you just – is that used bags or
yes.
Going to be new? Could you just throw a – if you're cooking, could you just throw a tea bag down
could.
Into
– Okay. Yeah.
I might try that.
Brew stronger tea. Maybe this is something you've been doing inadvertently, but no tea bag is good for only one use. Add your already used tea bag to a new one and brew some extra strong, flavorful tea.
I've done that with coffee in hotel rooms.
Have you?
Yeah, where they give you the individual little pod for coffee, and I'll run it through, and then I'll add the new one on top of that just to get a little extra. Because I'm always – I think there's got to be more than one shot in a pod.
Yeah. I could see that. Have we tried to use K-cups twice?
No, because I'm afraid that might put grounds into it. I don't know if that, but once it's punched, you know, I should try it just once to see
just
it.
Just once.
I don't like coffee that looks like tea.
No.
I want coffee to be a dark.
Yes.
And a lot of times you'll see it be served and you're like, oh, that's, I can see through it. Not supposed to see through coffee.
You're not.
No.
You can create natural highlights with tea. If you have light hair color and want a few natural highlights, save yourself hundreds of dollars in a few hours at the salon. Simply rinse your hair with tea water for a couple of days. The highlights will be more subtle than dramatic. I don't have natural light hair, so I could not do that.
But once it's light, would it still work?
I don't know. You don't want to mess with that chemically treated hair.
That's true. Once it starts turning silver.
Yeah, that means you've used too much purple shampoo. Remove warts. Want to get rid of warts? A used tea bag could be your knight in shining armor. Remove shoe odor, Steve. Stinky sneakers. The quick trick.
Wait.
You can remove shoe odor.
Okay.
Steve.
Okay.
What?
That's not what I thought I heard you say. What
did you think?
I don't know. That's why I was like, what? Shooter odor.
For sure. My S's. Condition your hair. Tea could be your new favorite conditioner. After brewing weak tea from some used bags, condition your scalp in the shower.
Will you try any of these?
No. I have chemically treated hair. You don't want to jack with it. I don't want to end up with orange hair.
I'm not saying this one, but just in general. Would you try any of these?
Yeah, maybe some of these. Okay. I think we should share this link when we post our thing. Renew wood surfaces, making your hardwood floors shine like new has never been easier or cheaper. Use tea bags, baby. Remove lingering odors.
So you wear one in your underwear.
Really?
Not you. I'm putting that out to people. Because that's kind of like you could fart into one of those charcoal underwears. You know, that kind of.
Mm-hmm. Another hack for tea bags is fix a broken nail.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you kind of use it like a mesh. I think I've seen that hack done.
Mm-hmm. Neutralize home odors. Make your own deodorizing hand scrub. Help heal bruises. Take an antioxidant bath. Make your own air freshener.
Who knew tea had this much?
Remove odors in the refrigerator. Yeah, pretty crazy. We will definitely have to.
To put that out. Put that link out there for people.
Yes.
Yeah. Just when I saw the word tea bag, I knew there had to be something good.
Yeah.
There had to be good stuff.
Yeah,
there.
That's not.
Mm-hmm. Well, should we go on to the things that we are thankful for?
Yeah, I'm thankful for you, babe.
Oh, I'm thankful for you, too. But I figured the days immediately after Thanksgiving would be a good time to talk about the
things
that everybody should be thankful for.
Oh, that was the other article you sent me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So these are 66 things to be thankful for.
Yeah.
We're not going to go through all 66 because I feel like if people hear 66, they're going to be
they're going to tune out. No. So
podcast.
Just do like the first 10 and then we'll post a link.
So these are some things to be thankful for, big and small. You're alive and breathing.
Oh, yeah.
You're able to read this.
Okay.
You have someone or multiple someones that you consider to be a best friend.
Oh.
Your pets love you unconditionally.
Oh, as you look at the one in your arms.
You have a job.
Yeah. These are pretty basic right now, aren't they?
Yeah. If you're currently unemployed, you have free time.
Well, you can relate to that right now.
You can be thankful for much needed vacation days. Those weekends that feel longer than 2 days. When?
What weekend feels longer than most weekend feels like a day.
Yeah. Those work weeks that feel shorter than 5 days.
Did you ever have those?
There are those weeks that fly by and you're like, how the heck is it Friday?
Is it because the week's going good or is
it usually means you have
busy?
Too much work and not enough time.
Okay. So it's not a good thing when it feels like it goes by.
Right.
Okay.
I'm always thankful for mornings that I can sleep in. Like today when I woke up, I was like, babe, this is the last day I can sleep in for a whole week.
Cats got me up 2 hours before you.
And then the cats put me back to sleep. Like I woke up around the same time that you did, around 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Rain, the cat, jumped in bed with me and I'm like, petting him. And I'm like, out for 2 more hours.
So he pokes me in the face.
Meow. He laid next to me and we cuddled and he put me back to sleep.
I'm thankful that the dog and the cat are finally semi
Yeah.
Being able to get
along. I feel like the dog is like a little depressed.
Do you?
I do. I think she feels like I've lost this war. I am no longer the queen of the castle. When she really is. She is the queen.
Yeah. But she did seem a little out of it yesterday. Like she was
like, why?
You said
why?
You were worried about her.
I was.
She actually, her face looked depressed. She was crying.
She
was crying when you picked her up. She was shaking a little bit when we came home.
Yeah, she was like having a girl day.
I'm not the princess anymore.
She is Princess Butterfly. She really is.
And she will always be until we get a new dog.
We're not getting a new dog. Not until you can be home for a long time. I have a new job.
I know, we talked about that already.
Movie marathons. You can be thankful for movie marathons.
Mm-hmm.
Cozy fires and hot chocolate. You don't like cozy fires? Okay.
What else?
Wow. Future life events to look forward to. Yeah, I got 2 Miranda concerts this year and 2 Eric Church concerts this coming year. Bam! Well, if you wanted to get engaged, then we could look forward to a wedding. Okay. the places you've traveled to and the promise of future travels.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
The shoes on your feet.
That's good, too.
Your bad days, because they make the good days even better.
Oh, that's one of those philosophy kind of... I mixed up philosophical, and it came out
falafel.
Falafel. I love falafel. I have falafel to look forward to.
You're not the same person you were last year at this time. You've changed.
I have.
The food on your table?
I don't have any food on my table.
Good coffee?
I've got that on my table right in front of me. Thank you very much for that, by the way.
The song that always makes you feel better. What is the song that always makes you feel better?
Don't worry. Be happy. Boop, 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 boop.
You're just a walking cliche.
What song makes you feel better?
Ooh, Blue Jean Baby. What's that song?
The Elton John song?
Yes.
Blue Jean Baby, L.A.
All-time favorite song right there.
Really?
Yes.
From just because of the movie, Almost Famous?
Yep. The freedom like that character had, Penny Lane, in that, just if I could just live like that. I know she had a lot of bad times, but like just that carefree.
Well, she didn't live in the corporate world.
No.
She was able to be the free. What was her real name?
Oh, I forget. I forget.
Penny Lane was just the name she gave herself, right?
Yeah. Yep. Money in your bank account is something to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
Your significant other?
Yep. I'm thankful for that every day.
If you're single.
And you know why I'm thankful for my significant other?
Why?
Because I am soon to be the domestic partner. And I will get
health insurance.
Health insurance.
Okay, guys. For the last couple years, we've kind of like mulled this around, like putting Steve on my insurance, but my company didn't offer employee plus other. It was only employee plus family, which was much more expensive than
much
just
more.
Employee plus one. Well, the new company offers that. And I'm like, I kept saying, I'm a wuss. I'm totally caving to, I was like, no, you're not going to be on my insurance as my non-husband, because, you know, if you were to dump me in a month after signing up, the only way to get you off my insurance is to file for divorce. It has to be like an actual qualifying event. I can't just say, oh, we broke up.
We can now, though.
No. What?
What?
No, if I'm going to put you on my insurance.
Wait a minute.
But if you break up with me, we have to file for divorce in order for you to get taken off of my insurance.
Well, damn, I'm not getting insurance, huh?
No. Do you plan on breaking up with me? Like, I get that you don't want to marry me, but you...
I didn't say that. I didn't know you had to get, like, a divorce.
I've told you this a million times.
I thought that was from the other company.
No.
I didn't know it was from this company.
A qualifying event.
What?
Yeah, but it's fine. You're going to get insurance. And that makes me feel better, especially with all the noodles you've been eating.
Well, yeah, too much soda. But here's what's going to make me feel better is... neighbors not telling me, why is she up there on the ladder hanging lights and not you? And you go, because I have insurance and he doesn't. Oh.
Oh, you didn't like that?
Huh?
You didn't like that?
No, I just thought it was like, How many times does something like that happen? You're like, well, hold on. I'm the one with insurance. I'll climb up on
the
roof.
I am always taking the bullet because I'm like, if I fall, I'm covered.
Yeah.
If you fall, that's going to bankrupt us.
Let me climb on this icy roof and turn the antenna because you don't have insurance.
Well, that's the downfall to being self-employed.
Yeah. I had bad insurance too. Well, I have – it's through the National Association of the Self-Employed.
And so what does it cover?
Nothing really. I mean, it does.
In case you get
catastrophe. I mean, basically it's that kind of
and
insurance.
You pay like $25 a month?
Yeah. And you pay $100 and something a year plus the $100, you know,
I feel like they're just taking your money.
Yeah. Kind of sort of too. It's almost like they pay 80% and, which wouldn't be bad if it was a small thing, but could you imagine if your bill was $200,000+? You're like, I can't pay 20% of this. So boom, I'm done.
Yeah. So then you lose the house, you lose the car, you
lose the girlfriend.
So like there's lots of reasons why when you go, nope, you're not. I got this.
I didn't know you had to go through a divorce to get out of the insurance.
I'm sure it's much easier because it's not like the house is in our names. It's not like this and our car. Well, actually, not even our car insurance.
So we need to do a prenup before I get insurance?
No. I'm pretty sure not. I'm not going to come after your crap. I'm not coming after your crap. You can have this house.
This is crap?
You got a lot of stuff. No, the only thing that we would have together is this insurance. Like, even our car insurance. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a big step because Steve and I were going to get car insurance together. Come to find out, it's not in our names.
It's in your name. But you're just on my...
Yeah. So, like, I had a claim recently because of hail damage on my car. And every time, like, they'd call me, they'd be like, is Steve McGrew available?
Or they would call me.
And I'd go to
me.
Pick up my car and I'd be like, it's under Janet Blair. Oh, no, it's under Steve McGrew. I'm going to pay the deductible, but yes,
but he's going to take care of it. Now, that's the way I thought it was going to be for this insurance. I thought I would just be added to your thing, you know, not the same kind of deal.
Like, yeah.
Oh,
but to get you off of it, it's not like I can call the car insurance guy and be like, hey, take Janet off. You know, this is health insurance is a little bit trickier. Don't freak out. Like, don't freak out. I'm not going to like, oh my gosh. This man has been scorned 3 times before me. He's lost his crap 3 times before me. I'm not coming after your stuff.
You promise?
And it's on the podcast.
Okay, you promise on the podcast?
Yes.
Okay.
My God.
Dated 11/27/2016.
This is on public record.
I hereby
She's
say,
not coming after my stuff.
She is not coming after my crap. Okay? All right.
Yes.
Everybody heard that.
Oh, my Lord.
Another thing that I am thankful for. I'm thankful for tea bags and the fact that she is not coming after my crap.
Right. Oh my gosh. How did we get here?
I have no idea. But good luck.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say good luck with your job, though.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think it'll be fine. I've done recruiting for 10 years. I think it'll be fine. It's just learning new processes.
Don't get fired because I won't have insurance.
I won't get fired.
Okay.
Because of you.
Okay.
Never been fired in my life.
All right. Never, ever?
Never, ever.
Huh?
I walked out on a job after 2 weeks. That was working at MCI Telecom.
Just walked out?
I was a telemarketer.
You just get up and walk out or you just didn't go to work the next day?
No, I was like, I'm done.
Did you go to lunch and never come back or just get up and walk out?
I got up and walked out. Because it was one of those things where you're on the phone.
Uh-huh.
It's a computerized phone. And like you call and, hi, I'm Janet from MCI. But click. Then it rings to the next one. Like there's no like.
No time. No.
Like there's no like mental like recovery from being hung up on.
Hi. Click.
Yeah.
MCI, I don't think they're even around anymore,
no,
are they?
No, MCI WorldCom. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Well,
More thing.
Oh, yes, what?
This is our 7th Christmas together. And when I told you that it was our 7th Christmas together, you kind of had a freak out moment. Tell us about that.
I don't remember that at all.
We were decorating the tree.
Uh-huh.
And you pulled out a Christmas ornament that was you and I.
Yeah.
And it was from, the picture was from our first Thanksgiving. But the ornament I put in your stocking
was from the
first Christmas. I was like, yeah, that was 7 years ago.
What?
And you were like, what? Yeah.
I know, it's just the time goes by so fast. It just seems.
Are you okay?
Yeah. But 7 years, cause I mean, not,
I know.
Not 7 years, but seven Christmases. It'll be 7 years next year, but seven
in June.
Christmas.
Yeah.
But isn't that just.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah. It's insane. My longest relationship before us was 8 years.
Huh. So you've got another year to go.
Are you trying to get me out of here?
No. Well, you said you weren't going to take my stuff.
I'm not taking your stuff. You can have all your
I can have
boxes.
All of this garbage in the basement. All of my four boom boxes and my DVRs and my...
I'll just take the dogs and the cat.
Okay.
He said, okay, I get butterfly. Yes.
No, I mean, I was tricked into saying that. All right. Well, everybody, thanks for listening to the podcast.
I hope this was entertaining. I really do. I feel like sometimes we get off on
sometimes
tangents.
We ramble, but we appreciate that you when you join us on the ramble and things like that.
Yeah.
Because I think there's some good information that can always be found in the rambles, you know, like
yeah.
like the Cincy cleanup.
It's like a needle in the haystack.
And you working with in HR, people that gives them some insight into, oh, I guess I shouldn't do that, or I could get fired for that.
Yeah,
or,
don't pierce your nose.
Yeah, don't pierce
the week
your nose
before you start a new job.
Don't watch YouTube videos at work unless it's ours, mm-hmm. Wrinkled Sheets.
Yeah. Watch it on your phone.
Yeah, watch it on your phone. But and tell them how to find us.
So you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/wrinkledsheetspodcast. You can follow us on Twitter at wrinkledsheets, #1. We're on Instagram, Steve Mudflat McGrew, and then PinkBarb27. You can listen to our podcast at wrinkledsheets.podbean.com. You can email us at wrinkledsheets1@gmail.com. And you can see what Steve's up to by going to stevemcgrew.com. And if you want to send us some fun stuff,
please do.
We like to vlog.
Yeah, like today. We got two big boxes
of sodium.
Of noodles.
Roma noodles.
Yeah. Scott B., one of our pals on Facebook.
From Arizona.
Sent us two big boxes of noodles from Korea. We can't even read them because it's all in Korean.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, but you can tell by the graphic that this must be hot and spicy, and this must be chicken flavored, and this must be something else. Just only by the graphic. So we appreciate stuff
like
that.
You can find us on YouTube, Wrinkled Sheets. And if you want to send us stuff, send it to P.O. Box 1435, Parker, Colorado, 80134.
Yeah. And if there's something you want us to try, talk about, put on the videos and the vlogs, hit us up and we'll talk about it. All right.
We will.
So until next time.
Bye.